Last week, a western screech owl was released at the Palouse Nature Center in Moscow, Idaho. It was part of a children's program called Palouse Roots. NWPB's Phineas Pope reports as part of a continuing series highlighting nonprofits in the Northwest.
The excitement was palpable and definitely audible at the Palouse Nature Center early on a Thursday afternoon. That's because there was something special happening.
So today we are hosting a release of a screech owl that has been rehabilitated at WSU.
That's Tom Lamar, executive director of the Palouse Clearwater Environmental Institute, or PCEI, in Moscow, Idaho. The owl release comes at the end of the day for Palouse Roots, an outdoor nature program for kids ages 4 to 7.
And so the kids are ending their program shortly, and then as they get ready to leave and go home, they'll be able to be part of this owl release.
Lamar says the kids at Palouse Roots are always learning from all the outdoor experiences they have.
As we keep seeing from study after study, learning outside is the best way for kids to learn.
There's a big focus on STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, with an additional emphasis in restoration and the arts. Over by the playground, parents were watching as their kids played before it was time to meet the owls. Caitlin Sanchez was there with her daughter.
I think it's just important to my husband and I for my daughter to keep playing as she gets older and be outside as much as she can.
Laura McGreevy was another parent there.
I feel like being outdoors like allows them to just fully express themselves, like they can be and do what feels good.
The program also teaches kids the idea of leaving no trace. It's the concept of reducing our carbon footprint. For adults, Lamar says that could look like biking to work instead of driving.
For kids, it might be not littering and not leaving trash behind, not leaving burn scars or whatever. We want to make sure that the kids are learning how to be responsible human beings.
And all that education makes its way home, too. Lamar says kids oftentimes become the best teachers of their parents.
And that might mean helping their parents learn how to save water, conserve water, you know, turning the water off while they're brushing their teeth, or taking shorter showers, or doing all those things to reduce our impact.
The kids and parents then gather to see the owls.
So right now we're going to talk and we're going to get all of the owl sounds out, and then we're going to be quiet like owls that are hunting, okay? So everybody give me your best owl sounds.
That voice you just heard was Marcy Logsdon. She's a veterinarian at Washington State University's Veterinary Teaching Hospital.
This is one of the most important things about our work as wildlife rehabbers, is engaging the next generation. And so being able to instill in some of these kids a respect and a wonder for nature, that's what's going to keep wildlife here in the future.
Along with the western screech owl, the kids got to see a northern saw-whet owl and a northern pygmy owl. Then, the moment everyone was waiting for, Logsdon opened the door to a small wooden cage, and after a pause, the western screech owl flew away into the woods. Lamar says his goals for PCEI include improvements to educational spaces and a kitchen for community groups to use. In Moscow, I'm Phineas Pope reporting.